Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. Check out our latest Long Talk episode, where I'm joined by a co-host and a special guest to discuss the latest developments in Ukraine's military policy. To support production of such Long Talk episodes, as well as daily episodes, follow the link in the description to our Patreon page. There you can choose a subscription plan starting from just $5 a month and this way support us. But also you will be among the first to receive our special episodes. Thank you for your support. My name is Artem and here is the news. 720 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The US Senate voted in favor of a package bill that included $60 billion to support Ukraine, reports European Pravda. The draft law envisages funds for assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as humanitarian aid. It was voted in favor by 66 senators out of the required 60 and against by 27. The bill has been considered without the sensitive issue of the southern border security after Republicans blocked the initial draft. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky thanked senators who have supported continued assistance to Ukraine as it fights for freedom, democracy, and the values we all hold dear. Quote, "For us in Ukraine, continued US assistance helps to save human lives from Russian terror. It means that life will continue in our cities and will triumph over war. American assistance brings just peace in Ukraine closer and restores global stability, resulting in increased security and prosperity for all Americans and all the free world," stressed the president. It is not yet known whether Republicans in the House of Representatives will agree to support the bill, as earlier Speaker Mike Johnson slammed the text of the bundled bill for excluding provisions on border security. Johnson had made it clear that he will not bring the bill to a vote in the House of Representatives if it passes the Senate. US President Joe Biden, in a statement, praised the Senate-approved bill and urged the House to pass it. Quote, "I applaud the bipartisan coalition of senators who came together to advance this agreement, and I urge the House to move on this with urgency. We cannot afford to wait any longer. The costs of inaction are rising every day, especially in Ukraine," unquote, the US President said. He added that there are already reports that Ukrainian troops are running out of ammunition on the front line while Russian troops continue to advance, and Putin continues to dream of conquering the Ukrainian people. Biden stressed that the Speaker of the lower house of Congress should bring a bill on supplemental funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan to the floor immediately. The US President later noted that most of the funds allocated to support Ukraine in the package would be directed to the US defense industry and would create new jobs. In his evening video address, President Volodymyr Zelensky informed that Commander-in-Chief Oleksandr Syrsky and Defense Minister Rustem Umerov have visited the front line yesterday and reported on the situation. Quote, "The existing problems are being resolved, manning the units, reinforcement, command and control. There will be reinforcement with drones and means of electronic warfare," unquote, said Zelensky. The head of state added that command positions will also be reinforced. In an interview with the German media ZDF, ahead of his appointment as commander-in-chief, Oleksandr Syrsky assessed the situation in the combat zone as complicated and stated that Ukraine switched from offensive actions to a defense operation in order to exhaust the Russians, reports Ukrainska Pravda. In particular, Ukraine is using its fortifications and technical advantages, including in unmanned aircraft and radio-electronic warfare systems. Syrsky stated that the fighting is especially intense on the Kupiansk front in the Kharkiv region, in the northeastern part of the front. The Russians set the goal to occupy the city of Kupiansk by any means and assault Ukrainian positions daily since last October. But according to the commander, their losses, especially in manpower killed, according to latest reports, are 7-8 times higher than those of Ukrainian troops. Replying to the question when the war would end and the perspective of it ending as soon as possible, Syrsky said, "It all depends on the level of support and efficiency of our actions." We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The complicated situation remains near the city of Avdiivka in the Donetsk region in Ukraine's east. Some units of the 110th Separate Mechanized Brigade in Avdiivka have been replaced and reinforced by other units of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, reports Radio Liberty. According to the unit spokesperson Ivan Sekach, the brigade lacks sufficient capabilities to maintain control of the city. For the first time in almost 2 years of the 110th Separate Mechanized Brigade's operation, some of their units have been fully withdrawn from combat for rest and rotation. Sekach stated that battles for the city and its outskirts are ongoing in Avdiivka. Russian forces are attempting to cut off Ukraine's supply lines and they have the upper hand in strength. The spokesperson said that the Russians are trying to capture Avdiivka before the presidential elections, scheduled for March of this year. To achieve this, they are employing all possible means. The Russians intensified their activity near Avdiivka over 4 months ago, in October 2023. The positions of the Ukrainian armed forces and the city itself are under attack by a large number of tanks and other armored vehicles, supported by aircraft and artillery. According to the report of the London-based International Institute for Strategic Studies, Russia has lost more than 3,000 tanks during the war in Ukraine, but has enough armored vehicles of lower quality in stock to replace them, reports Fakty. Moscow has been able to trade quality for quantity by pulling thousands of older tanks out of storage at a rate that may at times have reached 90 tanks per month. The report noted that Ukraine had also suffered significant losses since the invasion began in February 2022, but Western military supplies have allowed it to maintain its stockpile while improving its quality. Analysts estimate that Russia's stockpile means that Moscow could potentially sustain around 3 more years of heavy losses and replenish tanks from stocks, even if at lower technical standard, irrespective of its ability to produce new equipment. In particular, it is stated in the report that Russia has almost 1,800 main battle tanks ranging from the outdated T-55 to the modern T-80 and T-90. Another 4,000 are in storage. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we're getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.